Welcome to episode 2 of the Sask Chat U1 Campers Podcast. This episode is going to be my 5 favorite parks in Saskatchewan. It'll be what I like about the parks. So there's going to be details on the parks that I'm most likely not going to add. For example, trail riding. I'm not big into riding horses, so I don't do much trail riding. There's a couple campgrounds or parks on here with trail riding. I'm not going to mention that. When I do my episode on parks, then I will make sure to add things like trail riding and all the other amenities that it may have. You're also going to have to bear with me on this podcast as I'm getting over my dance with Miss Rona here. So I'm still a little nasally, still have a little bit of sniffy nose, might have a few coughs. I got some water with me, so if my throat dries out, I can take a quick swig and keep going. Without further ado, let's get into this list. So I have 2 honorable mentions. One is Meadow Lake Provincial Park. It has a lot of hiking trails and a lot of lakes with hiking trails around them. And I like hiking along a lake. There's something really beautiful about that. And Lac La Ronge Provincial Park. You're up in the Canadian Shield when you're up in Lac La Ronge. And it is just a completely different world up there. It doesn't even feel like you're in Saskatchewan. So those are my 2 honorable mentions. At number 5, I have Great Blue Heron Provincial Park. This is located roughly 50 kilometers north of Prince Albert on Highway 2. I'm going to focus on Anderson Point Campground in Anglin Lake, as Anderson Point Campground has quickly become my favorite campground here in Saskatchewan. So if you're camping at Anderson's Point, you might as well take the quick walk. It's about 300 meters from the campground to the Anderson Homestead. It's a historic homestead. It's really cool. You can go through the old cabin, and it also has a little bit of information about the Anderson family that was homesteading that site. It also has some really good hiking trails. The Fire Tower Trail, I believe it's called, links up to the Spruce Highland Trail in PA National. If you stay on the Spruce Highland Trail, you get an amazing view of Anglin Lake. I need a quick drink of water here, guys, right? It's a relatively small campground, but there's a lot of really nice campsites in the campground itself. Probably is the coolest site layouts that I've seen in Saskatchewan. A27 is one of my favorites, and A44 as well. There's the scenic drive that you can take that will link up to Murray Point Campground. It's also beautiful. And an added bonus is it is very close to Prince Albert National Park. So you can get into that park, and it's not as busy as being in PA National Park. And you're only about a 20-minute drive to PA National, and there's a lot to do in that park as well. So the proximity of Anderson Point Campground to PA National is a real nice bonus. Coming in at number 4 for me is Duck Mountain Provincial Park. It's 15 kilometers east of Kamsack on Highway 57. Drink here. The 2 campgrounds that I really like there are Spruce, and I think Spruce Campground on Madge Lake has got some of the nicest lakefront sites you will find in Saskatchewan, especially site S77. We camped that one in 2018, and it is one of the nicest sites we've camped in terms of lakefront, probably anywhere. Birch Campground, also nice. We've camped 2 or 3 different sites in there, and they've all been real nice sites. There's a lot of really good hiking trails. The Pelly Point Trail, which is kind of in and around where the mini golf is. and it goes all the way down to the lake, obviously, to Pelly's Point. That's a beautiful trail. There's also the Fen out by the downhill ski area of the park. And then there's a bunch of trails all by Batka Lake and behind the golf course that are really nice as well. You'll notice that the majority of what I like is hiking. So it also is Jackfish Lake. There's two Jackfish Lakes in Saskatchewan. There's the big Jackfish Lake by Goshen, and then there's the smaller Jackfish Lake here in Duck Mountain, and that is a non-powerboat lake with great perch fishing. So if you get on your kayak or canoe, you can get some real good perch fishing. We were there in 2019, and we were fishing from the docks, and another family's fishing from the other dock, and they were using corn, and they were catching perch almost every single cast. So there's good fishing there in that little lake. And then there is a lot of wildlife as well. When we were there again, about 2019, it might have been 2018, we saw a mama bear and four cubs. So to see a mama bear and four cubs is pretty rare. So it was really cool to see. And again, that was right by the ice cream and mini golf shack there as well. So Madge Lake itself has got a massive beach. It's a really nice beach. A lot of room there. So that's another bonus. We like to get at least 1 to 2 beach days in every trip. I think that's about it for that. Oh, and there's also, I think it's Madge Lake Developments. And they've been putting a lot of money into the park in terms of updating, like, they're the park store. So this is the store. They've done Madge Lake Lodge is getting updated. The boat rentals have been updated. So it's got a really new amenities, which is nice as well. Coming in at number 3 is Narrow Hills Provincial Park, which is 70 kilometers north of Smeaton on Highway 102. Lower Fishing Lake is campground is where I've spent most of my time there outside of day trips. And this is a park that I want to go back and explore more because we've only just started scratching the surface with us. Things to do in that park is, like, you have to hit up Gem Lakes Trail and hike. You can either do the short one, which I think is about 4.5K, or you can do the long one, which is about 6K. I think the long one's about 1.5 kilometers, goes around the fifth lake. All the lakes are named after gems, and they are absolutely beautiful, beautiful lakes. While you're there, you also have to do the Narrow Hills Scenic Drive, and that'll take you to Grace Lake, which gets you to Eskers Point, and it is one of it's one of the most beautiful places in Saskatchewan. I'm sure if you go there, you'll see it. You will recognize that photo from SAS Park's website, as well as, like, tons of postcards with Saskatchewan. There's not much for hiking there other than Gem Lakes, and there's another trail out by Grace Lakes, and I think there's, like, ATV trails that you can kind of use as well, mountain bike trails. But again, we haven't explored enough up there to really know all the trails. And then wildlife is your typical wildlife that you would see kind of up in the boreal forest there. So you're going to see some bears, wolves, deer, elk, moose, all that kind of wildlife that you would expect to see anywhere else up in northern Saskatchewan. Okay. Moving along to number 2. I have Cypress Hills Interprovincial Park, and we're going to do the center block, which is the Saskatchewan side, and that is located 30 kilometers south of Maple Creek, just off Highway 21. This park is the highest point of elevation in Saskatchewan, and the West Block, so the Alberta side, has actually got the highest point of elevation on the prairies in Canada. It's about 100 meters taller than the tallest point in Saskatchewan, on the Alberta side. My favorite campground in Cypress Hills is Rainbow Campground, just because you're in the Lodgepole Pines. There's not a lot of privacy, but I love being in pines. So being in the Lodgepoles is in Lodgepole Pines is pretty cool. There's also Lodgepole Campground, but just looking at that one, it doesn't look like the sites are wide enough for a slide and awning to come out at the same time. If you want a bit more privacy, you're gonna want to hit up like War Lodge. I think there's a few private sites in there just from me driving around. What I love about this park is the hiking trails. There are tons of hiking trails. There's part of the Great Trail, like the Trans-Canada Trail, goes through the park. There's a diverse choice of trails. You can either be kind of out in grasslands, or you can be kind of within the trees. And I also love Loch Leven. It's a, again, non-powerboat engine, so it's a great little lake to take your family out on. Small beach, especially for how popular the park itself is, but there's also a pool to use. But we've taught our kids how to kayak on that lake because they can pretty much go wherever they need to go, and they don't have to worry about boaters and like wakes and the things that kind of are intimidating for kids to learn how to use a kayak on. And keep in mind, we get our kids kayaking at about 4 years old, so they're still fairly young when they're starting to get on a kayak and paddle and all that fun stuff. I also have to do the Gap Road while you're there. And the Gap Road will take you from the center block to the west block. And since you're doing that trip, you might as well check out Fort Walsh. While you're at Fort Walsh, you can check out, there are two hiking trails there. There's a small one called Battle Creek. It's about 600 meters or so, if I remember right. Beautiful, beautiful, well-shaded trail. You could also hit up the, I forget what it's called, but there's a longer trail. It's about 5 or 6K. You are mostly out in the grassland, so it is, bring a lot of water. Try to hit it when it's kind of overcast, not in the sun like we did. And it takes you to the site of a massacre. I can't remember what the massacre is called now off the top of my head. Should have looked it up. But yeah, there was a, there, it takes you there and it takes you past like two old kind of farm, they're not even farmlands, but they're just like outposts, I guess. So again, it's pretty cool in there. And probably the one thing you absolutely have to do is go to one of the two lookouts. So there's either Lookout Point or I think it's Bald Butte, and you have to watch a Saskatchewan sunset from there. It is the most incredible. Like, I don't even like sunsets. Well, it's not that I don't like them, but Taryn loves them. Taryn will photograph them as every chance she gets. If she sees one, she's gonna photograph it. She sees a sunrise, she photographs it. She loves them. I'm not as into them as her. And even me, like, it is such an amazing experience when you watch the sunset on the Saskatchewan prairies from either one of those lookouts. Again, I recommend Bald Butte. It's a bit better, but you can't go wrong with either one of them. In terms of wildlife, there's a lot of deer and moose that are actually in the campground itself, which is cool. In 2020, when we were there, we had a big bull moose come up about 20 feet behind our campsite. We were in R31 was our campsite. I was making supper and I was actually arguing with a guy online about kids' kayaks. And I went to look under my trailer to see what my kids' kayak were. And I heard my dog Ruger start kind of barking crazy. Then when I looked up, there was my son, Vanden, and a moose. And the moose was closer to Vanden than I was. And I'd only been gone for like 2 to 3 minutes. I didn't see the moose at all. But I ran, got Vanden real quick, grabbed him by one hand. Taryn kind of came out the camper, see what was going on. She saw me like yeeting him with one hand on her shirt, and then going to my dog, trying to get my dog under control because I didn't want my dog to scare the moose. But yeah, moose came right through the campsite. It was super cool. And there's also, I forgot quickly, the observatory, which I don't know if it's open yet, but in 2018, we went and we saw, I saw like Saturn, I saw Jupiter, one of the moons from Jupiter. It was super, super cool. So if you're into astrology, they also have the observatory. So definitely one of the better parks. It's actually for Saskatchewan provincial parks. It's my favorite park. But my absolute favorite park in Saskatchewan is Prince Albert National Park. That is, to me, our crown jewel in Saskatchewan. The main entrance is 80 kilometers north of Prince Albert off highway number 2. This park is 3,874 square kilometers. There's also an entrance kind of by Christopher Lake. I think it's highway 263 or 264. I can't remember off the top of my head. And that, if you take the Christopher Lake, that scenic drive, it is so beautiful, especially in the fall. Like, that is a drive you have to do in the fall. For camping, there's Beaver Glen Campground near the town site of Waskasoo. Same with Red Deer as well, near the town site of Waskasoo. Beaver Glen is electric. Red Deer is full serve. No fire pits in Red Deer, though. Beaver Glen is my usually where we camp. There's also the Narrows, which is on the other side of the lake. There's Namkiss Lake and Sandy Bay for main campgrounds. Then there's a bunch of like overnight camps you can do for if you're doing the Grey Owl hike, for example. So there's three camps along that hiking trail. Then there's also the Kingsmere. It's got one on Kingsmere Lake that you have to hike to. I think there's actually a few more further up past that, but I haven't explored that enough. And I absolutely adore, like, I love Prince Albert National Park. Tons of amazing scenery. It has probably the most hiking trails in any park in Saskatchewan. Cypress Hills might be close, but I don't think they have as many trails. It has the amenities within the town set of Waskasoo, so you can go get ice cream, gas. There's a movie theater. There's an old school candy shop. They have the clothing. So they have everything that you need in the town itself as well. There are quite a few lakes, again, that you can kind of do some activities on. I think it's Hanging Heart Lake. You can actually rent fishing boats and get out and fish. You can also rent boats at the Narrows Campground. I know pontoons. I'm not sure about fishing boats. I've never looked into it. But, I mean, that's something that I would actually love to do, is just rent a fishing boat and get on. Because I don't like fishing from shore much. I suck at it. I suck at fishing on the water as well. But I just don't have good luck with fishing. But I just still like fishing. Another cool thing is there's the Height of the Land Tower. And you can go up there and you can actually see where the divide is for water drainage. So Everything north of the divide drains into the Churchill River, and everything south of the divide drains into the South Saskatchewan, or pardon me, the North Saskatchewan River. So that's a cool thing too. And you can get some really, really nice sunsets up there too. We have our last day trip of the year. We stopped there for sunsets and it was beautiful. Something about watching the sunset go over the forest, top of a tower like that is beautiful. It also has my favorite wildlife. Lots of bears. We've seen wolves up there, moose, elk. You will see elk wander through your campsite there more than any other place in Saskatchewan. They wander through town. Like it's really cool to see the elk up and close like that. And yeah, the only time I try not to camp it would be July and August because it is just so busy there. So I try to hit that park up in May, June, and September. In September, it's a must. Same with Angler Lake. I should have said that too. That whole area of Saskatchewan is an absolute must in September when all the leaves are changing colors. So those are my five favorite parks in Saskatchewan. We have Great Blue Heron at five, Duck Mountain at four, Narrow Hills at three, Cypress Hills at two, and Prince Albert National Park. I feel that's the crown jewel of Saskatchewan parks, even though it's a national park, but it's by far the best park we have. I still have quite a few parks to explore, especially down south. I've gone to every provincial park north of Blackstrap now. And down south, I've been to Moose Mountain and Cypress Hill. So there's a bunch in the middle. Oh, and Douglas. So there's like Danielson and Rowans and Echo and a bunch like that that I still have to kind of get into. But it's going to be pretty tough for them to bump out my top five here because I absolutely love Northern Saskatchewan. Thank you for taking time for listening. I will see you guys next episode.